Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And if you'd like to weigh in, if you stay on topic, we'd love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. But, you know, here at USA Prepares, we don't get a lot of calls. And because we're not talk radio. We just don't. Radio has become, talk radio has, in my opinion, has become opinion radio. And that's not what we do. We actually teach here at USA Prepares. We teach classes, and the people who are on with you in the front of the classroom are instructors. Gwyneth Isaacs is an instructor, and I was talking with Gwyneth last night, and we had a last-minute opening here at USA Prepares, and I was so impressed with the subject matter that Gwyneth was mentioning that I invited her to be on this 1 hour with me. She was on Wednesday, and we talked to her about her memories of John Statmell yesterday, and here she is again for the third time this week. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, is there any way you could get that that we hear this sound? Is there a way that you could get your signal clear?
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you as well.
Okay.
Would it be possible? I don't want to waste any time to see anything.
Okay.
I'll try putting it on hand free and see how that goes. Okay. Hang on. Is this any better?
Okay. No, not really. Would you like Jason to reconnect? Do you think that would help? Let's have Jason try reconnecting. Jason, can there's echo and there's all kinds of noise. Jason, could you try reconnecting with Gwyneth, please? Okay. Yeah, we're going to try that. In the meantime, interesting bit of information. So, you know that the wall that a lot of us wanted built between the United States and Mexico, we started building it, we stopped building it. I actually went down about 10 years ago, and I saw part of the wall, and it was about 16, 18 feet tall. This is 10 years ago. And it was these iron pipes, these cylindrical pipes that were unpainted, and they were hammered into the ground, and they were welded together. And these pipes went for, I don't know, maybe a mile or so, maybe two. And then on each end of these iron pipes was barbed wire. And kind of like what we used to keep our cows in. It was ridiculous. So iron pipes for, I guess maybe it was for a photo opportunity to take a look and show you a picture of this really massive fence, unpainted, just iron pipes rusting. And then on each end, it was barbed wire. So if you wanted to climb this fence between the United States and Mexico, and you looked at it and you said, gosh, that's pretty tall, I'll just walk a half a mile to the right or a half a mile to the left, and I'll just throw my jacket over this barbed wire fence. And when I talk about barbed wire, I'm talking about 5 feet tall. I'm not talking about 10 feet tall. I'm talking about 5 feet tall. So, you know, how do you do that? How do you get over that? Well, if you have somebody with you, they separate the strands of barbed wire, you know, with their hands, push one strand down and pull one up, and then you kind of climb through, or you put your jacket or towel or something like that over the top strand of barbed wire and you climb over. That's what you do. Or if you're really, really smart and you don't care about damaging property and vandalism, you know, I just cut the fence. So I'm not recommending any of these. I'm just saying this is what people can do. You know, this is what they have been doing. And so that being said, Joe Biden took office and he stopped the fence, stopped building the fence. The materials are there. The labor's there. Everything's there. And he just pulled the plug on it. But he started building another fence. This one costs a lot less. This one's only about $455,000. For the whole fence. He's building a whole fence for $455,000. Sounds, how could that be possible? When the fence that they started was in the hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Well, this one's just around his house. So Joe has a house in Delaware, the first state. And it's in Rehoboth, the town of Rehoboth. Actually, if you want to know, if you want to look it up, the address is 32 Far View Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, DE. 32 Far Space View Space Road, Rehoboth, R-E-H-O-B-O-T-H Space Beach. Now, I'm not giving you any secret information. I'm at a website, Long & Foster's website. And they show this house. It's a six-bedroom house. It has five full bathrooms, one half bathroom. It's 4,786 square feet. It was built in 2007. It was sold in 2017 for $2,744,000. I'm rounding. And you can see a picture of, you know, Joe's other house. It's on one-third of an acre, 0.34 acres. So if you're wondering, how big is three-quarters of an acre? Well, it's roughly, if it were a square, if his property were a square, it'd be 122 feet long on each side. So if you were to add up all the sides, that would be 488 feet. Now, I know that some of you have handled those orange extension cords. You know, if you have an electric weed whacker or an electric device and you want to plug it in and into your house and you want to run it outside, you might have a 100-foot extension cord. Well, if you had five 100-foot extension cords, and you put them outside and you made a rectangle, that would be more than Joe's property. Or you can't make, well, if you made a shape with four of them and you tried to approximate a square, that'd be more than the outside perimeter of his property. So roughly 122 feet by 122 feet. That's a 0.34 acres. And the fence is going to cost $455,000 for his security fence. Now, that sounds like a good deal for the people who are building the fence. It's $932 a foot. Now, we're not talking about the kind of fence that goes between United States and Mexico. We're talking about a fence around his house. And it's a modest one-third of an acre. It's to me, well, that's unbelievable. I'm just going to do a real quick calculation. Divided by 0.34. You could put 709 of those house lots on our farm. 709. And his fence is going to cost $455,000. So when this guy speaks, you know, he talks about we can't have a fence, but he can have a fence. He can have a fence and security and all that, but we can't. It's an outrage. Gwyneth, any comments before we get into today's really interesting topic?
Yes. That's that's quite a fence. fences are expensive. And, being a farmer, you have to put them in sometimes. And they are expensive things, especially as a permanent variety. But, mate, $900 a square a foot for a fence is just over the top. I mean, what is this fence? Gold-plated or something?
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of incentives to build this fence, and I'm sure that people who are close to the government they want people that they like and that they know working on this. I'm sure there's extra funds that were put into this. I just can't imagine the Department of Homeland Security approving $455,000 for a security fence for a third of an acre. Class, a roll of barbed wire, an eighth of a mile, a roll of barbed wire. Some people use four strands of barbed wire. Some use five strands of barbed wire. So if you're going to build a fence, an eighth of a mile is way longer than 588 feet. Okay? 488 feet. That would be the length of Joe's property. The perimeter. A bale of barbed wire, an eighth of a mile, is about maybe they were about $50. I'm thinking they're probably close to $100 now. So for $500 plus fence posts that would be every 10 feet, you could build a fence. So $100 for an eighth of a mile of barbed wire, multiply that times five, have five strands, get some fence posts for every 10 feet, maybe. Last time I bought them, they were $2.75. So they're probably like $10 now. But it's out of control. Absolutely out of control what your government is doing. And they're doing it right in front of you. Gwyneth, we were talking privately last night about something that I found fascinating. And we're talking about the playbook. It's not private information. This is general knowledge. The playbook, the drug dealer's playbook. When they want to hook somebody, what do they do? And when they want to end the relationship, what are the possibilities? And we're not advocating this. We're just telling you we're warning you. And we're warning you so that you can warn your people you know. Don't let this happen to you. Gwyneth?
Yeah. Just some background for the class. My husband was when he was young, he was a gangster, and he was a gang leader. But the sort of gangs that he was involved with were not drug dealing gangs. They were gangs that were involved in you might call it the insurance industry, protection, and that's a whole other area. And prostitution and that sort of thing. Although he wasn't so much directly involved with that, but other gang members were. And also fighting. That was the other thing that his gang was involved with. Fighting, he knew it.
The connection is still fuzzy. So, during the break, think about
how... Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And we're talking about, beginning to talk about drugs. And a part of the playbook that drug dealers use, and this is a warning for you and your family. So, if you know people who just might be thinking about getting involved or are involved, this is something you need to know. Gwyneth, please continue.
Yeah, okay. So Archie was a gangster from when he was 6 years old. By the time he was 12 years old, he was the second in command of one of the biggest gangs in Glasgow, which was called the Knife Gang, had 4,000 men in it, okay? And it was called the Knife Gang because that was their chosen weapon, was simple, plain old kitchen knives. And they were pretty deadly. And the manner of man that he was, you know, we were watching the movie Gangs of New York once, and he got a wave of nostalgia for Gangs of New York. So he said, gosh, that's just what it was like when I was a little boy. But anyway, that's his background, and that's how I came across this information, because he had a come-to-Jesus moment, and he ended up going to Bible college and opening a mission. And a lot of people who came to the mission were people like drug dealers, and sometimes drug kingpins came, or people who later on in their careers became drug kingpins. And it was these sorts of people that I got to meet later on, but they are the sorts of people who gave me this information. So you know, there was a particular person, and he told me once the background of how it operates. okay? And he said, this is how we do it. We start off, you know, with something that they might consider to be not so innocuous, or not so harmful, sorry. Like, for instance, marijuana. So if we find out that the person is, you know, that they don't consider marijuana to be so harmful, then we'll start them off on marijuana. And then we'll gradually, we'll either spike the marijuana with something else, just to give them, without them knowing about it, just to give them a taste of what something else is. Okay, so something heavier like maybe, you know, LSD or cocaine, just a little sprinkle in the marijuana, and then they say, oh, gee, that was a good batch last time. They say, oh, well, would you be interested in something different then, you know? And then we give them a freebie of something else and get them hooked in. That's how they do it, you know? Or maybe they won't even spike the marijuana. They'll just, you know, after they've been buying from them for a little while, they'll just give them a freebie of something extra, like maybe an LSD tab or some cocaine or crack or heroin or whatever it is, okay, just, you know, ecstasy or, you know, whatever drug it is that they're selling, or methamphetamines or whatever. And then, you know, just gradually, by giving them freebies, get them hooked onto substance after substance after substance. So, and a lot of these substances, it only takes one or two hits for you to be addicted. And that's especially true of things like heroin. And that's how they get them in. And once they've got them, they've really, really got them, because I've never been addicted to drugs, but I did have to, at one stage in my life, I had to beat a tobacco addiction. And boy, oh boy, that is the hardest thing. Beating cigarettes was the hardest thing that I ever had to do. And it is, you know, unless you've actually been addicted to something, you've got no conception of how hard it is to break it. And I've heard it said that tobacco is one of the most powerful addictions out there, and I believe it, because it was a really, really tough one to beat. And it's been, I haven't had a smoke since I was 16 years old, and that was 30 years ago. So that's really, it almost killed me at the time, but that's another story.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday, the mother of Kyle Rittenhouse claimed President Biden defamed her son while Biden publicly announced Kyle is a white supremacist. Wendy Rittenhouse is angry at the Democrat president. She says President Biden does not know her son whatsoever and is not a racist. And Biden slandered Kyle for the votes. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday denied congressional investigators access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for November 30. The three judges on the appeals panel were all appointed to the bench by either President Biden or former President Obama. Winter, the dolphin, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium's main attraction, and the star of the film, Dolphin Tale, has passed away at the age of 16. Winter was battling a possible infection. We are USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the Biden administration is pondering the idea of closing down a propane and energy pipeline between Canada and Michigan for a what-if scenario, one Michigan lawmaker says this will hurt all that depend on the energy source. Michigan State Senator Lisa Tice on Fox News says Line 5 closure will hurt those in the UP or Upper Peninsula the most.
What happens to the people in the state of my district, and frankly the entire state, is increased costs. Energy costs are going to go up. Actually, all our costs go up. So our grocery costs go up, our medicine costs go up. It's not just at the pump. And we're experiencing what's happening at the pump every time we go there. We see the price go up and up and up. They probably more than double.
Wow.
And frankly, up in the UP, they're estimating that their costs will be over $300 a month. And these are the people with the lowest median income in the state.
Ms. Tice says the Michigan governor is following a political narrative instead of listening to the people of Michigan.
Well, she's playing to her political base. So this is something she ran on, but no, actually, I don't know her. I spent 4 years in the House, and now I've been in the Senate for almost a full term. I've yet to meet her. Our pocketbooks are already maxed out. We've got the COVID inflation covering absolutely everything. Like I said, our groceries, our fuel. We can't afford to have this go any higher.
Double check your email inbox and spam folder because Microsoft may have left something in there for you. Earlier this week, a few people noticed $100 gift cards for the Microsoft store suddenly appearing via email, and the company has confirmed it sent out 50,000 of the codes to U.S. customers. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I don't know if you heard the news, class, but Joe's doing another, pulling another stunt. So there is a Line 5, L-I-N-E, space the number 5, and it is a pipeline that transports propane into Michigan. And Joe's thinking about shutting it down. This is the winter time. Winter, when people... There are people in the United States who heat their homes with propane. And some use electricity, some use propane, some use fuel oil. And Joe wants to shut this down. Can you imagine that? Is there any other stunt that he hasn't pulled yet? Well, I guess we're going to find out. This guy's unbelievable. And by the way, I believe there are two things walking around appearing to be Joe Biden. Check the earlobes. One has detached earlobes. The other has attached earlobes. Now, I don't think Joe can change his earlobes like he changes his suit. Think about that. Take a look at some of the images you see of Joe Biden. Which one is which? I think the one with the detached earlobes is Joe, I think. But I don't really even know that. Take a look at some of the images. You'll see what I'm talking about. I believe there's a double. I don't know where Joe is, but I believe there's a double walking around impersonating him. Gwyneth, you're talking about addiction. And the American tobacco companies reportedly, I've seen this on video, I'm talking decades ago, where the American tobacco companies have genetically engineered tobacco so that it would be increasingly more addictive, more and more and more addictive with each iteration of the genetically modified tobacco seeds. So it's made so that you can't get off. So this applies to the drugs that you're talking about. And please continue.
Yeah. Like I said, tobacco. They used to give away cigarettes. They gave away cigarettes during World War II to the soldiers. So it's the same business model, you know. But anyway, tobacco is one of the most addictive things out there. And like I said, I know that from personal experience. But yay, 30 years. 30 years off cigarettes, that's pretty good.
You know, people don't know this.
By the way.
Yeah.
People don't know this.
People don't know this. Let me share this. John Stadtmiller was addicted to tobacco. Absolutely yeah. Addicted. He had to have a smoke every 15 minutes. Literally. And when he was here at the farm, he would go outside and he would smoke. And then he would come back in and he'd smell the smoke. And then he'd go back outside and smoke. And sometimes he would smoke with the door open in the winter. So, you know, it was a nuisance. It was a nuisance.
It's really that addictive. It really,
right.
Really is.
He
really can get that bad, you know.
He could not stop.
Getting back to the drug dealers. So they'll have pools of customers, and they can be very protective of their customers. Okay, they don't want their customers getting clean. Okay, and somebody else who was a drug dealer. At the time in Melbourne, and I know this for a fact, okay? If he wants to sue me, he can sue me, and I'll stand up in court and tell this, okay? Mick Gatto, at the time, during the 1970s and 1980s, was a drug dealer in Melbourne, okay? What he's doing with himself today, I don't know, but during the 1980s, he was definitely dealing drugs in Melbourne. And Archie was getting so many people off of drugs that it was cutting into his business. And Mick Gatto tried to assassinate Archie, my husband, by shooting him with a shotgun when Archie had a job painting the Geelong wheat silos. Archie was a painter and decorator. And he was painting the Geelong wheat silos. Mick Gatto drove up in his automobile and got out and got his shotgun out and tried to shoot Archie when Archie was painting the wheat silos at Geelong in near Melbourne. And Archie had a friend with him, and this friend was so frightened when this happened that after Mick Gatto drove away, obviously Gatto missed. So whether he was drunk or on drugs or, you know, too far away or all three, I don't know. But, you know, this was what happened. And Archie's friend was so frightened that he got in his automobile and drove, apparently without stopping very much, all the way from Melbourne to West Australia. So that's a really, really frightened man. But Archie got down from the wheat silos, packed up his painting gear, and went back home to his house at Napier Street in Fitzroy. And, you know, said, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop getting people off of drugs. That was one of the things, was one of the main things he was doing in his mission. So, but anyway, how what drug dealers do if the person can't get clean, okay? Sometimes the drug dealer just realizes that they've got a person who's a problem, or they've got somebody who is, you know, I don't know, they don't like them, or maybe they've just got too many customers. Maybe they just want to, you know, which you might think it's a strange thing to actually have too many customers in your business, but maybe they're just, you know, they don't want to have a bit easier life, so they decide that they want to have fewer customers on the book. Well, what they do is they get the customer or the customers used to having a specific dose of whatever stuff is that they're giving to them. So they'll go, you know, certain concentration, and they'll cut other things in with it. Like they might cut in, I don't know, baking soda in with the whatever it is that they're giving out. You know, something relatively harmless, and they'll take the pure stuff that they get from, you know, Colombia or wherever that they're getting it from, and then they'll cut it in with something innocuous. And so they'll know the concentration that they give out to the people, you know, because they'll have a certain cut they do each time. And then if they've got somebody that they want to get rid of, they'll make sure that they give them the pure stuff and they won't tell them. And what they'll do is they'll, you know, do it up at their, you know, regular concentration of what they do, and they'll overdose. And usually they'll die. This is how pretty well all drug dealers have, this is how they operate, you know. And it was really, it's really pretty tragic what they do. And these people, they've got the saying in America, fool pigeon, drug addicts, that's what they are. You're a fool if you're an addict and you want to be an addict and you're proud of the fact that you stay on the stuff, whatever stuff it is that you have, okay? Because you never know, even if you think that drug dealer is your best mate and so on and so on and so forth, you never know what the next hit is that they're going to give you. They might be giving you 25% stuff. They might be giving you 50% stuff or whatever. It doesn't matter. What the, you know, it's elementary. It's just a trivial difference. But they'll be giving you a certain concentration every time. You never know if that person one day is going to turn around and say, oh, you know, I'm just set up with Joe over the road over there. I'm just going to give him the pure stuff, you know. And you won't know the difference. And you'll shoot it up and you'll be getting twice the dose of what you're normally getting, you know. And you'll either be very, very seriously ill, or you'll be in the hospital, or you'll be dead. And another thing that they can do sometimes is that they can cut in something really, really deadly with the drug, okay? Well, I don't know. In the old days, you know, I'm talking about in the 1950s, 1960s, I don't know how common this chemical is now, but maybe something like strychnine or, you know, something like, cyanide, something like that, you know, that they can just cut in with the regular supply and just wipe out a bunch of their customers. And these people, they haven't got much of a conscience with what they do. That is what they do. It's just, you know, anyone who is injecting themselves with anything needs to be aware of this. Because it's also been known to happen with pharmaceutical products from time to time, is that you get a bad batch come through and it ends up killing a bunch of people. And this is the point of the conversation, So I'm relying on people here to put two and two together, because a lot of the people who are working in Big Pharma, well, some of them have a sideline of supplying chemicals to the illicit drug trade, you know. This is, you know, sometimes they do drugs out the back door. And that's where some of the underworld supply actually comes from, is, you know, pharmaceutical products that sell off the back of a truck. You know, but this is it. I'm just saying this is how things go on in the underworld. And, you know, people have to be aware of this, especially since there's so many people out there, which I'm horrified at. I would never do this, you know, getting the jab, but they really have no idea what's in it. And anyone with half a brain, or anyone who's had anything to do with, you know, being in a world where there is a lot of drug addiction, would just be horrified just to think, oh my gosh, you mean that you're injecting yourself with something and you have no idea what's in it? You know? And even, yeah, oh my gosh, oh, my head is just spinning. I can't believe that people would be that stupid, and yet they are. Does that make sense to me?
Well, you're drawing a parallel between illegal drugs and sleazy people cutting the purity down with who knows what. So you don't know the pipeline of the drugs, the illegal drugs, and then you can die from whatever is the concoction of the mixture. And you're contrasting that with the jab. And who knows what's in the jab? Nobody I know.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, what Gwyneth has been doing is warning you. And the fact of the matter is, you don't know what's in your cigarettes. You don't know what's in your vitamins, minerals, and supplements. You don't know what's in the COVID vaccine. You don't know what's in cereal that you might have for breakfast. You don't know what has been done to the meat that you've had that's been ground into hamburger. You don't know that when that ramen or ramen noodles says no MSG added, but on the ingredients it says hydrolyzed corn protein, that's MSG. So we're being lied to at every turn. And, you know, it used to be if you went to the butcher shop, some butchers, you know, the synagogue of greed type, would put their thumb on the scale. So, you know, that you wouldn't see from the back of the scale, from behind the counter, that their thumb was on the scale, pushing the scale down. And you'd be looking at their front to say, okay, that's a quarter, that's a half, that's a full pound. But the thumb was pushing down on the scale more often than you'd like to know. And so you've been cheated right in front of your eyes. So that's what Gwyneth has been talking about. She's been talking about adulterating the product. That's what she's been talking about. You don't know. And obviously we're not recommending the use of drugs, illegal drugs. And Dr. Shuley hardly recommends the use of any drugs anyway, even the legal prescription types. So you're on your own to figure out what you're consuming. And you can be tricked into dying and having a heart attack from some slimy person who changes the formula. As simple as that. Isn't that what you've been saying, Gwyneth? Did I say this correctly or did I misrepresent what you've been saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That is absolutely exactly what I'm saying. And these people, all they're interested in is, in the end, they're not even really interested in the money. All of them
we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
No. Is there something you can do to improve the signal?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, sort of.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Much better, much better.
Okay, that's good. Yes, and in the end, they're not even really interested in control. They are, what I mean is, they're not really interested in the money. okay? They're interested in having control over you. That is what they're interested in. And so if you're somebody who, if you are somebody or if you're a group of somebody that they think are problematic, then they're going to get rid of you. And the easiest way for them to do that is they know that you get a regular supply from them. And that you are dependent on that supply, then they just need to change the formula to something a lot more deadly, or they need to up the dosage. So that you're taking the same amount and you're thinking that it's all good, and then you end up overdosing.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's an example.
That happened a lot.
A lot. Really? A lot. It's so common. It's so common, Gwyneth, that we read that Hollywood personalities, sports figures, public figures, oh, they overdosed. Oh, I didn't know they took drugs. They overdosed. So these are people who the GDP look up to. GDP look up to these people as, boy, they really live in mansions. They've got a great life. They've got everything that anybody could possibly think of and desire. They've got it all, and then they overdose. So the question is, was it an engineered homicide? That's the question. When a public person dies, and they, heart attack. Who knows? It depends on the autopsy. And maybe even that could be misleading or covered up. But people are victims of homicide. And sometimes it's reported as an overdose. A concoction of fentanyl and other drugs. It's amazing. Who in their right mind would take fentanyl? Who? Unless you're undergoing surgery. Other than that, who would do that? I don't know. Gwyneth, you made some excellent points. And so, class, we are not recommending the drug using of drugs. We're actually recommending the opposite of that, not using drugs, and making sure your family is absolutely keenly aware of the risks of having people make potions for them, people that you don't know. I don't even eat in restaurants. I won't eat in a restaurant because I don't know what happens in the kitchen. I don't know. I don't know if they spit on my hamburger. I don't know if they drop my hamburger. I don't know where the beef comes from. I don't know. So I'm not going there. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.